Welcome to Ebbets Field in Brooklyn, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Brooklyn Dodgers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bob Talbot. Batting second. The second baseman, Gene Baker. Batting third. The first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Vern Morgan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Fanning. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Klipstein. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Johnny Klipstein. For the Brooklyn Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jim Gilliam. Batting second. The shortstop, Pee Wee Reese. Batting third. The center fielder, Duke Snider. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gil Hodges. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Sandy Amoros. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Carl Furillo. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting eighth. The catcher, Roy Campanella. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Russ Meyer. Pitching for the Brooklyn Dodgers, Russ Meyer. And now, play ball. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Talbot hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reese scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of 0-2. There's a wild pitch. Baker moves to second. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hodges scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fondi for the out. Baker moves to third. 2 outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Meyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Gilliam strikes out. 1 out. Pee Wee Reese is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Reese strikes out. 2 outs. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Snider strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Meyer fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Kiner hits a pop-up towards third. Hook settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Vern Morgan is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Morgan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Hodges hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Sandy Amoros is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Amoros hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Carl Furillo is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Furillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks misplays the ball. That's an error on Banks. Hodges moves to third. Don Hook is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Hook takes first base on ball 4. Furillo moves to second. Roy Campanella is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Campanella strikes out. 2 outs. Russ Meyer is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Meyer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Fanning is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Fanning strikes out. 1 out. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Klipstein hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Talbot is 0-1 in the game. Talbot hits a fly ball into right field. Furillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Gilliam is 0-1 in the game. Gilliam takes first base on ball 4. Pee Wee Reese is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Reese is 0-1 in the game. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klipstein fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Snider is 0-1 in the game. Snider hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Baker is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Baker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Fondi is 0-1 in the game. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Sauer is 0-1 in the game. Sauer hits a fly ball into right field. Furillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hodges is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morgan fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Sandy Amoros is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Amoros is 0-1 in the game. Amoros hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Carl Furillo is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Furillo is 0-1 in the game. Furillo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kiner. Furillo reaches second base with a double. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Hoke is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Hoke takes first base on ball 4. Roy Campanella is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Campanella is 0-1 in the game. Campanella hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Banks is 0-1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Amoros. Banks reaches second base with a double. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Kiner is 0-1 in the game. Kiner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reese fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vern Morgan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hodges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Fanning is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Fanning is 0 for 1 in the game. Fanning hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Banks moves to third. Kiner moves to second. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Klipstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Klipstein strikes out. 2 outs. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Talbot is 0 for 2 in the game. Talbot hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Meyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Russ Meyer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gilliam is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gilliam hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pee Wee Reese is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Reese is 0 for 2 in the game. Reese hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gilliam moves to third. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Snider is 0 for 2 in the game. Snider strikes out. 2 outs. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hodges is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks misplays the ball. That's an error on Banks. Gilliam scores. Reese moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Dodgers. Sandy Amoros is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Amoros is 0 for 2 in the game. Amoros hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker misplays the ball. That's an error on Baker. Reese scores. Hodges moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Dodgers. Carl Furillo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Furillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Furillo hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Baker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Baker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Fondi is 0 for 2 in the game. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Baker moves to second. Hank Sauer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Sauer is 0 for 2 in the game. Sauer takes first base on ball 4. Baker moves to third. Fondi moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Banks hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Furillo. Banks reaches second base with a double. Baker scores. Fondi scores. Sauer moves to third. It's Cubs, 2, Dodgers, 2. Jim Hughes now pitching. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Kiner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kiner is walked intentionally. Vern Morgan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Sauer scores. Banks moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-2, Cubs. Jim Fanning batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Fanning is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fanning takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Klipstein is 0-for-2 in the game. Klipstein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Hoke is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops it up and throws to first, with Klipstein covering, for the out. 1 out. Roy Campanella is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Campanella is 0-for-2 in the game. Campanella hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walt Morin pinch hits for Jim Hughes. Walt Morin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Morin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Campanella moves to second. Don Zimmer pinch runs for Walt Morin. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Gilliam is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gilliam hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Campanella scores. Zimmer moves to third. It's Cubs, 3, Dodgers, 3. Warren Hacker now pitching. Pee Wee Reese is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Reese is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Lowe's now pitching. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Talbot is 0-for-3 in the game. Talbot hits a fly ball into left field. Amara settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Baker is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Baker strikes out. 2 outs. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Fondi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fondi strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Snider is 0-for-3 in the game. Snider hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Hodges is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hodges bunts in front of the plate. Fanning fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Sandy Amaras is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Amaras is 0-for-3 in the game. Amaras hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hodges moves to second. Carl Furillo is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Furillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Furillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Sauer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sauer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reese scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Kiner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kiner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Hoke hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Campanella is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Campanella is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Campanella hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Lowe's is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowe's bunts towards first. Fondi scoops it up and throws to first, with Baker covering, for the out. Campanella moves to second. Two outs. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Gilliam is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gilliam is walked intentionally. Pee Wee Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Reese hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fanning settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Vern Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-3 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reese scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Fanning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanning is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fanning hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Warren Hacker batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Hacker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Talbot is 0-for-4 in the game. Talbot hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Snyder is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Hodges hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sandy Amoros is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Amoros is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Amoros takes first base on ball 4. Carl Furillo is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There goes Amoros. The throw from Fanning and he is out, Baker applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Fondi is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lowe's fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sauer is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Sauer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Banks is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. Carl Furillo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Furillo is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Furillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Hoke is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Hoke strikes out. 2 outs. Roy Campanella is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Campanella is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Campanella hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fanning settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kiner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kiner strikes out. 1 out. Vern Morgan is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Morgan is 0 for 4 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hodges scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morgan for the out. 2 outs. Jim Fanning batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Fanning is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fanning hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. Billy Lowe's is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lowe's is 0 for 0 in the game. Lowe's hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Baker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gilliam is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Gilliam hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pee Wee Reese is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Reese is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Reese hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Snider is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Snider hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Snider for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Warren Hacker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hacker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hacker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Talbot is 0 for 5 in the game. Talbot hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reese scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Baker is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Baker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fondi is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Fondi strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hodges is 1 for 5 in the game, with a double. Hodges hits a fly ball into center field. Talbot settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sandy Amoros is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Amoros is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Amoros hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Amoros for the out. Two outs. Carl Furillo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Furillo is 1 for 5 in the game, with a double. Furillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sauer is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sauer strikes out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Banks is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Campanella settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kiner is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kiner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Hoke is 0 for 3 in the game. With 2 walks. Hoke hits a fly ball into right field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Campanella is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Campanella is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. Campanella strikes out. Two outs. Billy Lowes is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lowes is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowes hits a fly ball into right field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Vern Morgan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Morgan is 0 for 5 in the game. Morgan strikes out. Campanella drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Morgan out. One out. Jim Fanning is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Fanning is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fanning hits a fly ball into right field. Furillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Warren Hacker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hacker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hacker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lowes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gilliam is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Gilliam hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pee Wee Reese is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Reese is 2 for 6 in the game, with 2 singles. Reese bunts towards first. Fondi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Reese for the out. Gilliam moves to second. One out. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Snider is 1 for 6 in the game, with a single. Snider is walked intentionally. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hodges is 1 for 6 in the game, with a double. Hodges hits a fly ball into right field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gilliam moves to third. Two outs. Sandy Amoros is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Amoros is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Amoros is walked intentionally. Snyder moves to second. Carl Furillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Furillo hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Morgan settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Morgan. Carl Furillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Furillo is 1-for-6 in the game, with a double. Furillo hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Gilliam scores. Snyder moves to third. Amoros moves to second. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Brooklyn Dodgers, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Ebbets Field in Brooklyn.